We are live back from the EIF 2012, and I have with me Dr. Tony Bates, who was yesterday doing the opening keynote. Thank you so much for taking the time. There was one question yesterday when I was listening to you, and I thought you talked about innovation, and we had this improvement versus change when it comes to learning. Could you tell me just a little bit more about that?
Well, I would link the difference between improvement and change between sustaining the institution or sustaining the university and disruptive change, where you don't have a university, you have another way of delivering higher education. And I think that you have to be careful that when you have something that's relatively successful, you don't throw it away just to do something different. So if you have something relatively successful, but it's not meeting all the conditions around, then you need to improve it. Whereas if you think the system is completely broken, then you need to go for a more radical change, more disruptive change. And I'm not sure that the modern university in, say, Western countries is broken. I think it needs to improve because the world has moved on and it needs to adapt. But there are many very good things about the system that I like, and particularly the core values of the system, which is rational thinking, evidence-based research, creation and maintenance of knowledge, and so on. So I think if you say, well, we want to keep that, then it's about improvement rather than change. If, on the other hand, you think that the system merely reinforces the elite and doesn't deal with the masses, then, and the masses need or want higher education, then you might look for more radical alternatives. So I think, for instance, in Canada, I think we need to improve the system rather than change it. But if I was in Nigeria or in Bangladesh, and it's impossible to get access, then I would want something much more radical that I could, which would enable me to get access to education. I don't know if that answers the question for you.
Well, it perfectly does, and it's been really inspiring for me listening to your keynote, so thank you for that. Talking about inspiring, what was the most inspiring thing that you've listened to so far at the forum?
I like not sure his name, Atsu?
Yes.
I can't remember his first name.
Yeah.
I found his presentation really interesting because I like the way he separated the different kinds of adult learning needs into, I can't remember the quadrant now, but it was in terms of informal learning, having mentoring and so on, independent learning and so on. I found that very useful because so often the argument is either or, and in fact it's much more complex than that. It's not either the individual does everything on their own or they go to an institution. There are lots of different ways that adults can learn, and I thought he captured that really, really well. And I found that very helpful because I'm dealing with that issue at the moment.
So thank you very much for sharing your ideas. A keynote is inspired by another keynote here at the FQL Innovation Forum. Tony, I wish you a good rest of the conference. Thank you again for taking the time. Follow us again on Twitter and the rest of the social media channels via the hashtag EIF2012. And stay tuned.
Thank you very much.